Development Company, and it is a teleconference.
I might suggest you give him a call first.
All right.
And explain the issue. Kenny and I can as well, pretty well.
All right. Let's do it. Let's do it to it.
He's never hit anything
yet. Is this Mr. Kruger? Or Krug? Krug? Krug. Hello?
There was a note on my seat. I think it was his name. I'm going to get it to see.
We have his cell phone. We called him a little bit earlier. We want to give him that number, Wesley.
312 or something like that.
Did you get something?
Yes, those are all from that guy. Okay. They're 3 pages.
I think for everybody. You still have that note? Because we called it.
It's on my desk in the office.
It's on the page. There's several phone numbers on there.
314-265.
Hang on.
It says we didn't notify him, but we pulled up our letter. We sent it to him on the 12th. So he was notified in plenty of time.
What's the complaint?
265?
Yeah, 314-265.
His complaint was that he wasn't notified about this meeting on time. That we
9433.
And that's for
and then he said,
Mark.
Okay. From the address.
What do we have here?
So on this.
Oh, this is part of his stuff.
On the Branson.
Get it.
All right. So I'm going to try to call him again.
That's the number you got.
314-265. No, I got 9433, and you got 9733.
That's the number they left on my chair.
It's hard to read it, so.
And Chuck, we called him back.
Uh-huh.
Because he said that he didn't get noticed. We sent it to him on the 12th.
Didn't get noticed on.
Yeah. For this meeting. He said that we didn't notice him on the meeting, but we did. We mailed it out on the 12th.
Oh.
We talked to him already Wednesday.
Okay. So he knows where to call.
This is the lot just south of Freddy's.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, is that that drainage?
Retention boundary, yeah.
Well, it's, I don't know how close it is to the green space.
Hello, this is Mark.
Hello, Mark. I'm Mike Schofield. I'm here with the Payne County Board of Equalization. And we're looking at
Mike,
your...
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Me? I'm good.
And we're here looking at your Branson Shops developments at Branson Hills, the outlet... Outlot 6B?
Correct.
Can you share with us what you're wanting to do, Mark?
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. First of all, before we start the hearing, I just want you all to know that I never even received notice that the hearing was today. It was a fluke that our attorney had spoken with the assessor, and the assessor said, "Oh, your hearing is today at 1:45." So I wanted to put that into the record that I did not receive notice.
Mark, this is Donna Neely. I called you back earlier and told you had a copy of the letter from July the 12th.
Okay. And at this point, I still don't have a copy of that letter, but I just wanted to let you know I never received a copy. okay? And that's okay. I'm here at the hearing, and that's okay. I just wanted to let everybody know that I do not have a copy, okay? All right. So what we're looking at is there's three documents that I have. One is there are actually six parcels that have a name, Branson Shops Development Company, on them, of which three of them have value set by the assessor, and three have a zero value because they're unbuildable. It's my understanding, because I was not involved in this until 2016, but in 2015, everything's one parcel. And then in 2016, it's my understanding that various parcels were split out. And one parcel, which is the outlot 6B, which we appealed, was split out to show value. But really, it's a sloped piece of land that has no value. There's no buildable, there's no developable purpose because it's all primarily easements of various kinds. You can see that I printed off a copy of the GIS map, Pinney County map.
Yeah, we're looking at it.
I put a little square around it, that 053011, okay? There used to be outlot 6B, used to be, it was 005L and 053.011. And you can see that on the plot plan that I received from our attorney. So the 005L, which is valued at zero by the assessor's office, okay? And the 053011 is valued at $448,230. And if you see on the plot, and you can see that literally half of it, the eastern half, is totally encumbered by a drainage easement. And you can see that even the parcel north of it, which is Freddy, imagine y'all know Freddy. I love Freddy. That whole area, there's a drainage easement, and they can't build on it. And you can see that on the assessor's map.
Yeah, we're on it right now. We're looking at it.
Right, and you can see the same. You move further south to 053011, literally splitting that parcel in half is the drainage easement. And then to the north side of the parcel is an electric easement. And then to the south side of the parcel is, I was talking, the attorney said that there's additionally a sewer easement. So, and then one thing that the map, one thing you cannot see on the map is topography. Because literally when Freddy's is done, when Freddy's is all built out, everything else just floats down, straight down into that retention pond. And you can build on it. And so, I imagine there was probably, a slight error, in splitting out all the different parcels, everything into different parcels. And I believe that this specific parcel cannot be built on, is encumbered by all the different easements. And I don't even know what the setback easements are to even build on it. Because they're not shown in this plot plan. But this parcel, the owner believes, and I believe also, at this parcel under appeal has no value, should have no value, and should have no value moving forward.
All right.
That's it.
Is there any value to the neighboring Freddy's lot?
This one right here?
Yes, and this one? Doesn't it?
It's at zero.
The one that he's, looking at there is the front one, isn't it?
The one in the front is the one that he's appealing right now.
Right.
And it's got a value of a total value of $448,230.
Yeah. It didn't have any value other than if it was something that Freddy's could use. And that whenever you single it out like that, it's kind of...
The value that he says, the property that he's saying that it was split off of is this one here that I just highlighted in red.
Uh-huh.
And it's got the zero value.
Read the legal.
And which one are you highlighting in red? Because I've got all the different exhibits too. So which one are you talking about?
The 005L.
Yep.
No, we're seeing it here, Mark.
Sure.
What's the precedent for making this?
Kenny may correct me, but the best I can see is we've got the land value on the property that Freddy's is sitting on, and the land value on the next one to the left, which is a dental center now.
Right.
Both of them are valued at $350 a square foot.